Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
48223.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Earl McCullough.
Just a moment. That's McCullough.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was that first name, sir?
Earl, E-A-R-L.
Getting an account pulled up for you, just a moment. All right, and for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
14635 Warwick. That's in Detroit, Michigan, and the zip is 48223.
Thank you, sir. So it looks like it's for the Pulse oximeter. I'm showing where you paid the $6.70 to receive that. Do you remember when you did that order?
You said Pulse Ox?
Oximeter.
I'm trying to figure out, now when you said it was $6 and something.
Yeah, that's when you first placed the order, to get it started. In the terms and conditions, it states that you can receive the Pulse oximeter for only $6.70 by enrolling into the Gadgets membership, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly for the amount of $49.97. So you received the voucher through your email, but it would have been purchased with that oximeter when you first placed the order. The terms and conditions would have been on the website.
Now, when did this take place?
The first order took place on the 24th of September. That's what I was asking. Do you know, like, were you familiar with that?
Does this have anything to do with some kind of credits or Amazon credits or something, or?
Now, you could have seen a survey where you could have been directed to the website, but other than that, I'm not sure. We're just the customer support center that pretty much, like, handles the calls.
Because I guess, now, this has nothing to do with a magazine subscription or anything, right?
Right. It's not a magazine subscription.
But now you say this is a, because I guess I'm just kind of livid when I was checking my accounts. And I see that as of February 1st, there was a amount taken out of my checking account of $49 and what is it, 97 cents?
$49.97, correct.
Right.
And I'm showing that it would have been signed up for with the email address of earlmccullough19@yahoo.com.
Right. So and like I said, I'm not questioning that. It's just that with what you had stated earlier, as far as a voucher and something, what is that, $140?
It's $125 gift card that you received through your email. It's like a voucher to an online shopping discounted store. But it would have been signed up for when getting that Pulse oximeter. That's what I was trying to see if you remember placing an order for anything of that nature.
Well, I'll say this, no.
Okay.
Was this oximeter supposed to be something like pulse oximeter where it measures your, can you hold on just a second? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm here, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, let me get rid of these knuckleheads. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Because I don't think I would have signed up for something and it was just, what, $6 or something?
Right. Okay. Well, give me a moment. I'm going to cancel the account and send you over to the fraud department. Just a moment, okay?
You said with what department?
With our fraud department so that they can further assist you, sir.
I don't know. It sounds like you said fire department.
No, sir. The fraud department. Give me one moment, okay?
All right.